FAMU spokeswoman Sharon Saunders says the million-dollar campaign is aimed at getting the good news about FAMU out to the public. She says her current staff is too small and has been so overwhelmed with media requests that it's left little time for anything else.
The demands for filling the public records requests are so great that it's utilizing basically all of our time. And so we don't have the time to aggressively get the stories out and tell FAMU's story.
Many of those requests are part of the fallout from the hazing death of band drum major Robert Champion. The incident resurfaced a history of hazing in FAMU's famed Marching 100 band. Still, FAMU board member Rufus Montgomery, who's one of the main critics of the administration, says more timely responses to the media requests would go a long way in repairing the school's image.
When we clear up the logjam with the public records request, it's actually a positive, in my opinion, when FAMU responds in a timely manner to media requests. That way, we're telling our story instead of delaying responses and allowing others to tell the story without necessarily having the input from us.
FAMU has been widely criticized by media outlets for its slow responses to inquiries and public records requests. Shortly after Champion's death, FAMU hired a crisis management firm. For $130,000 a year, the New York-based DKC Public Relations Group has been helping FAMU craft its message to the public. That includes getting national media outlets in touch with school administrators, crafting statements, press releases, and talking points, and developing the school's anti-hazing plan. Whether the effort has been successful is up for debate. DKC would not speak on the record about its services, but did confirm that it has been involved in the school's messaging. DKC works largely with FAMU's Board of Trustees, but even some of them had questions.
Don't we have DKC on pay for till 2013? And what is their role in this? I thought, unless I'm confused, I thought they were supposed to help us with the image of the university.
That's FAMU trustee Narayan Prasad questioning university spokeswoman Sharon Saunders. Saunders says DKC deals mostly with crisis management. FAMU's communications plan calls for 75% of the money to be spent on direct advertising through newspaper, TV, and other outlets. $160,000 would be outsourced to fund video marketing projects. DKC does not provide those services. Board members largely expressed support for the school's communications plan, but questioned the timing of it due to ongoing investigations. Board member and former state lawmaker Marjorie Turnbull says the board just wants to make sure it can justify the expense to the public.
I think what I'm hearing from my fellow trustees is a concern that this money that we may be appropriating, which is not insignificant, that it be carefully vetted and do a little value engineering as to make sure that we need the $4 million.
FAMU trustees approved the million-dollar request but want more details on when the advertising campaign will start. FAMU is trying to grow its student enrollment, and officials are concerned that the negative headlines over the past few months will keep potential students away. Those students are the primary source of funding for the university, and so far, enrollment for the upcoming year is down. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.